This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast is sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services.
This is Small Business Conversations with Akona Matroba, unlocking essential advice, opinions, and key issues that affect South Africa's small business community.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Small Business Conversations podcast, Manweb's weekly SME show highlighting critical issues affecting South Africa's small business environment. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for the past year or so, you would have noticed the buzz around generative AI intelligence and the seemingly boundless wealth of knowledge it places at the fingertips of those who choose to use it. Generative AI is known for using generative tools to produce text, images, as well as other media at each user's command. You may have already heard of ChatGPT from OpenAI, Googlebot AI, Google's counter to this, as well as Microsoft Bing AI, Microsoft version of the tool. Well, Retail Capital, a division of digital retail bank TymeBank, is getting ready to enter the chat with the launch of its own chat SME-focused tool called ChatSME, actually. Retail Capital has positioned ChatSME as a tool that will revolutionize the way small businesses gain access to knowledge and plan for success. Now, I'm joined by Erin Lowe, the executive for Retail Capital Brand and HR, to tell me more about this tool. Welcome to the show, Erin.
Hi, thank you so much, Akona. Lovely to chat to you.
Lovely to chat to you as well. So, Erin, first things first, how will ChatSME revolutionize the SME space?
So, I mean, I think you know, AI has been around much longer than ChatGPT or OpenAI. So we've kind of been playing with AI and machine learning, especially in the funding space, for more than 5 years. So for over a decade, Retail Capital has been providing this, specifically focusing on thought leadership and content unique to the South African SME industry. And when AI arrived in the form of the OpenAI models, there was this incredibly unique opportunity that we could package this content, leveraging our internal library of insights, business funding and information, more than 12 years of content, and provide this as a knowledge center by placing it into one of the largest language models known, and then optimizing the answers and assisting the SME-related questions by giving South African business owners contextual feedback. And I think if that isn't revolutionary in its own way, I mean, surely we had incredible fun putting this together because we really believe by putting this in front of or into the hands of the business owner, it will change the way they work.
Can you speak to us about the capabilities of the tool? What will business users be able to use it for, and what? How can they implement this into driving success, like you have pointed out?
So I think it's important to note that most of the platforms are being used for optimization, and most of the open APIs are linked to giving people access to these tools and resources. What makes our platform unique is, although we've used this multi-layer authentication large language model, which is how they refer to it, and referencing the Retail Capital data, we are incorporating also automated chatbot features. So the people that are chatting to the ChatSME platform can also exit this conversation into physical chat or human touch, which assists them. And eventually, when we ran out of answers, we will expose our open API or the open AI API to them. And they can then access anything from marketing tools, strategy, business answers, business optimization, business efficiencies, anything from referencing a contract, what is a campaign that I can put out, how do I put a growth model together, how do I use funding for my business. All of these answers have been specifically populated out of the content, but also out of the specialists that we've engaged to assist us in making sure that it's vetted answers being provided back to the business owners.
So just to clarify, Erin, if I'm a business owner trying to use this tool, will I be able to use ChatSME to be taught how to draft my own contract, or will it draft, for example, an employee contract for me?
So you've got the choice. I mean, I think if you've used ChatGPT features, you can ask the question, please provide me with a contract, which will then generate it in your industry, with referencing the information that's relevant to you and your business. However, if you have a contract that you want it to just read and reference and give suggestions on how to optimize it, then you can ask the question. It's all about prompting, and it's having to make sure that you ask the right questions for the feature to assist you. And then if you struggle, if you're not getting the right answer, we have a team to assist you, which is what makes this beta test so important.
So, Erin, I think the AI space, like you said, it's not new, but it feels new now because of all the buzz that's going on around it.
Yes.
It's gotten a lot of excitement because of the potential that it holds, but equally so, there are concerns around the damage that may be caused by mistakes, because this is ultimately human-generated content. It's codes that were created by humans, so it's not perfect. I'm wondering if it's not maybe too early to welcome SMEs into this AI space. We know SMEs have struggled quite a bit in the last couple of years, and they are kind of licking their wounds from the past hurts that they've experienced. I'm wondering, is it not too early to welcome SMEs into the murky waters of AI as we're still figuring things out?
So, I mean, ideally, Peter Diamandis posted last night, actually, very relevant quote: "I believe that every organization and entrepreneur must be fully immersed in AI as soon as possible to survive and thrive in the decade ahead." And I think it comes down to responsible use. So it's so important for us to make sure that we don't put information out into the environment that is not helpful, that's not vetted, and that is also not relevant to the industry, which is why I'm saying it was so incredibly powerful when we had all of this content that we've created over years of industry experts. And now it's referencing the retail capital information first. Then it will go on to the second layer, which is getting assistance from the team of experts. And then it only allows additional information to come through from the open AI environment, which the team vets. It's so important to also go through this process iteratively. So we've done extensive testing internally over the last 2 months. We're now creating a test beta group to make sure that we can address all of the questions, whether it is what bait should I be using when I go fishing to write a business plan for my restaurant, and making sure that the content and the responses that we are putting out into the system, we are comfortable with, and then learning through that process.
And the data, just to clarify, where is that coming from? Where are you pulling the data that's going to help these SMEs?
So if you go and you look at, I mean, I'm not going to sound a bit of techie talk for a very non-techie person, so you're going to have to bear with me.
No problem.
Our team is using a technique called RAG, and that stands for Retrieval Augmented Generation, which means that we use the tech stack of OpenAI, which is the API, the LLM API, and we talk about large language model API. And then we are cross-referencing that with Chroma, which is a vector database. So what this is essentially meaning in layman's terms, we are automating the process of extracting the information of a large data set, which is now the OpenAI API, and then we are generating accurate and curated answers to the questions that we are getting. And all of this is stored in a warehouse that is behind the Heroku platform, which, if anybody that's familiar in that space, is specifically designed with very strong security. It's a security platform, essentially, to also make sure that the questions and the scripts that are being pulled into the language model, we are not pushing back into the open AI environment. So we have ring-fenced it, and we are receiving this content, and it's like a one-way street. So we're only letting information in, and we're not pushing any information out. And we are using that closed loop referencing specifically for business owners who have those concerns about their intellectual property, about their specific content, and we're not storing it against a specific identity. So we've anonymized it. And the whole purpose of this is just to allow the platform to learn and provide good answers versus trying to attribute specific questions and answers to specific identities. So it's completely anonymized, completely, I would say, broken up from the open AI models, or the ChatGPT model, as you would know. And therefore, the protection of customer data through that whole digital deployment is incredibly important to us. And also with regards to the uptime, it just helps us to not have interruptions in the customer chat interactions. And I mean, lastly, I think one of the key things that's so important for us is it has to be regulated. We definitely believe that the space needs to be regulated. We need to ensure that the AI technologies are built to support the SMEs, and we have to play a role in that. And we as Retail Capital saw us as thought leaders in the industry. If we are not going to start this journey, we're going to end up with SMEs who need this technology the most, again, being underserved, whether it's because of accessibility or because of the fears of their personal information getting absorbed into large language models. And we wanted to do it in a way that is responsible without stifling the journey of innovation.
I think the point on regulation is interesting. And with regulation, obviously, there comes gatekeeping. And I'm just wondering here how this chat SME tool is going to ensure that the tool is aware of the diverseness of our business landscape in South Africa. We have a very diverse informal, formal economy, businesses participating, doing different things in different sectors and serving different audiences. And I just wonder how the gatekeeping aspect would help or operate to ensure that the entire map of the pool of SMEs in South Africa are served correctly and are given what they need.
Sure. So, I mean, I suppose I can tap into that by saying that we've realized that as much as the landscape is incredibly diverse, all entrepreneurs share one thing: they really want to grow their businesses. And we've seen that irrespective, over 45,000 businesses we've been dealing with very closely, we've seen that there is a lot of life experiences and business experiences that are synonymous. And we want to be sure that we address those first and foremost and really help them through that journey. But as I mentioned earlier, this is an iterative process, and this is about learning. So now that we've done the internal testing, we've got the beta user group, we've now got over 200 business owners that's taking part in this beta test group. And we are going to, I'm surely they're very excited and eager to try and beat our human bots and our chat bots with a unique prompt. But it is important for us to learn out of that exercise and start providing and learning what is the key touch points and the key information pieces that business owners need assistance with so that we can keep growing with them on this journey.
Erin, you're right. A lot of businesses have the same kind of goal, which is growth, and they all want to see their businesses reach the next level and make it past the milestones that mark business success. But I'm wondering if we're all using Chat SME, let's say, for instance, to create a business model or contract or whatnot, what is your thoughts on AI and the impact it has on the identity of an SME? We know that in business, we celebrate uniqueness, innovation. How does that balance get struck between AI and helping with the basic needs of SMEs, but still keeping the innovation in SME alive?
Yeah, so I think if you think about the challenge between generalization and giving specific feedback, I think the idea here is every business is unique, but uniqueness is also, we all go through the same. If you had to go and get a contract, you would Google it. The only difference now is once you get the information, you have the opportunity to look at it as how would this be referenced as a restaurant contract with the nuances, with the contextual South African context. And if there is information that is outside of the scope, we have the opportunity to escalate that or to reference the open AI models. And all of this information is then addressing frequently asked South African SME challenges. So it is really about building this and about expanding on the learning. The idea for us is around creating more access, making it free for business owners and keeping it that way so that we don't end up with an SME sector in South Africa that again does not have access to the open AI benefits. So I think it really comes down to just making it really convenient and making sure that we align the information that we've got with the questions that's being asked and continuously growing that feedback.
Okay, Erin, lastly, just on how we know that the Chat SME tool is working, how are you testing and seeing if it's achieving the goals that Retail Capital has set out?
So it's threefold. We've created progressive web apps, so it is also mobile friendly. And in each of the features, we start first out by sharing the link to the beta group, which will consist of focus groups giving us feedback. We also give ratings against each of the responses. And then we look at how many of the responses the recipients have been happy with. As soon as we get to that as a 90-95% efficiency rate, we will be publishing that content back into the learning model so that it keeps learning from itself. And it's only the vetted information that we are then ingesting or that we are embedding in our learning model. And we're also putting training behind it. So the agents that are currently dealing with business queries and business questions, we can now at a much quicker rate give that information back into the system, but also we can escalate that. So if we have learnings or if we have feedback or content that is being published in the language model that we are not comfortable or that the user is not happy with, we then have the opportunity to reference and reiterate and then make the model smarter over a period of time.
And when can people make use of this tool and where can they find it?
So as a matter of fact, over the last 2 days, we've just created unique anonymized links, which will be shared with the focus group or the beta test group. And they are the first stage. So we will then go into testing, as I mentioned, until we get to the 95% confidence rating or that we are happy that the users are happy that the information they're getting is really helping their businesses. And then we will release that into the market. So that will then be the second tier. And then all of the users that are coming through, we will have workshops with for another 3 month period before we open it up indefinitely. But the team that are sitting behind that and working on the language model is dedicated to that and is part of our support teams within the Retail Capital and Time Bank business.
Okay. And just to be clear, the official launch date, is that still this year or?
No, that the official launch date to the open market will be within this year. So as I mentioned, we will get probably through another month of beta testing and then an additional 3 months of ring fence testing, which means that is very specifically geared towards identified individuals that we would like to come onto the platform, which means that we will be looking at this within the next maximum 4 months that this will be released.
Well, there you have it, Erin Lowe of Retail Capital telling us about the Chat SME tool and what it looks to offer SMEs to make the entrepreneurship journey much easier. Thank you for joining me on the pod, Erin.
Thank you so much.
This episode of the Small Business Conversations podcast was sponsored by Nedbank Small Business Services. If you enjoyed this episode, please download the Small Business Conversations podcast on all digital platforms and do not forget to share our episodes. If you want to contribute to the conversation, you can tweet me at @machoba_a or you can email us at smepodcast@manweb.co.za to share your thoughts and suggestions for future conversations. Until next time, goodbye and thank you.
You've been listening to Small Business Conversations with Akona Machoba. To listen to more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za, the MoneyWeb app, or your favorite podcast platforms. MoneyWeb, your trusted source for business and investment insights.